little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
The next topic is Addison's disease. Amy, 27 years old, has been discharged from the hospital with a new diagnosis of Addison's disease.
Amy, what did you pick up about Addison's disease from the hospital team?
I was too stressed to really understand it. They told me that it was important to never stop my tablets and to always see a doctor if I'm feeling poorly, but I don't really remember much more than that.
Well, that's a good start. In Addison's disease, your adrenal glands are underactive and you don't have the normal level of hormones to keep your blood pressure, immune system, salts and sugar levels right, especially when you're ill or stressed. Is that okay so far?
Yes, I think so.
So this explains why you've been feeling tired, dizzy when you stand up, sick, and why you've been off your food. We need to replace the steroid hormones that you were lacking in. It's important that you take the medicine every single day, otherwise you can become unwell very quickly. If you become unwell, for example, with an infection, you may need extra steroid tablets so that your body can cope with the stress. Have you got that?
Sure.
It's a good idea to wear a bracelet on your wrist, which tells people that you've got Addison's disease, in case you ever feel too well to explain. You will continue to see the specialist, but don't be afraid to come and see us if you're concerned at any time or unsure about your tablets. Have you already got a leaflet about Addison's and the contact details for the Addison's Society?
Yes, they gave me the web address.
Perfect.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.